A British soldier has been killed in Macedonia. As a part of the NATO peacekeeping force, the soldier was riding in an armored vehicle when a crowd of youths threw a concrete block at the vehicle along a road near the capital Skopje. The death occurred as NATO was gearing up to collect weapons from ethnic Albanian rebels there. Public support among Macedonians for the NATO mission is weak. Many Macedonians accuse the West of a lenient approach to the country's Albanian rebels. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Skopje.
By the end of this week, these U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters will take a lead role in making sure the weapons collection process is on target. NATO officials set a 30-day deadline for this mission, dubbed Operation Essential Harvest. According to NATO's timetable, one-third of the total number of weapons rebels say they have must be collected by Friday. Lieutenant Colonel Ewan Carmichael is part of the 4,500-strong British-led force.
These are very special and unique helicopters, and therefore we're using them because they are so special and valuable to us. What these give us is eyes and ears on an incident.
And an incident is something NATO officials are desperate to avoid. NATO troops will not take part in peacekeeping. They will not separate government forces and ethnic Albanian militants. They will collect the weapons that the rebels, members of the self-styled National Liberation Army, voluntarily hand over to NATO. Gunnar Lang is the commander of Operation Essential Harvest.
These include over 2,950 assault rifles, 210 machine guns, 130 support weapons, such as mortars and anti-tank weapons, 6 air defense systems, 2 tanks, and 2 armored personnel carriers.
NATO is calling the total weapons number credible. The type of hardware promised in the handover indicates that the rebels will disband once NATO troops leave, says Lang.
The numbers are very close to our own estimates as to what we believe they have, but it is their figure, and of course we cannot verify it.
Hardliners in the Macedonian government estimate the rebels have 80,000 weapons. Over the weekend, the Macedonian Prime Minister Lupcho Georgievski called the NATO estimate ridiculous and humiliating. Former Macedonian President Kiro Gligorov is also skeptical that a complete disarmament will take place. He says that there will be cases where people on the Albanian side will not lay down their arms and they will remain in the mountains and continue their attacks. And if yesterday's twin bomb blasts are any gauge, small acts of violence will continue to fuel ethnic tensions here. Skerzen Halimi is the editor-in-chief of the Skopje-based Albanian language daily, Fakti.
These problems we had before, even before the crisis. Hatred existed long before, is existing and will exist, but not on the same level as it was, for instance, 2 months ago or a month ago.
Two Macedonians were killed after a bomb ripped through a hotel on Sunday. The government blames the rebels for the attack, and early this morning, another bomb went off just north of Skopje, in a part of town inhabited mainly by ethnic Albanians. No one was injured, but the damage to inter-ethnic relations has already been done. The blast is being blamed on Macedonian extremists who are trying to undermine NATO's mission here. But the handover process is moving forward despite the violence. NATO's commander Gunnar Lang says once the process gains momentum, the Macedonian parliament must begin to implement the promised political reforms that were demanded by the rebels.
In return, after seeing that the rebels are sincere in their desire for peace, by turning in at least one-third of these weapons, the parliament will have to take the next step by moving forward with the ratification of the framework agreement signed by the four main parties of the coalition government.
And on Friday, Macedonia's parliament is scheduled to begin that ratification process. It will include the recognition of the Albanian language and a change in the constitution that removes any reference to ethnic groups. But if hardliners in the government continue to reject NATO's weapons estimate, it may give them a pretext to postpone making those changes. Guy Raz, NPR News, Skopje.